The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
We're discussing the Mishnah Named Beis. We're starting for the next few daf and thereafter, next few prokim. The avoida that was done before the Bifnai or Bifnim, we have to discuss the avoida that was done Bifnim. The Mizbeach that was Bifnim in the Heichel, not the Mizbeach HaNechoshes in the Azara, but the Mizbeach that was Bifnim was the Mizbeach HaKetoris, and it was the hazor of the dam of the par and the dam of the sur that was done on that mizbech, as well as the keteris, which was normally done every day. What was done with that mizbech was only the avodah keteris. Now keteris was taken with nine lufnim. Still, there's a special place in the mitzius, the mahus, of the mizbech keteris as having a keshdu with Yom Kippur. It's not just that Yom Kippur has its seder avodah. Some of it happens to center around the Mizbech HaZov, but the Mizbech HaZov itself has a intimate kesher with Yom Kippur. Kedash Latzmi, more than the other Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know this? The Pesukim in the end of Parshas Tetzaveh that talk about the building itself of the Mizbech HaKetoris mention over there V'chipa Aaron Al Karnoisav Achaz Bashoni Midam Chatzis HaKippurim Achaz Bashoni Yechapa Alov L'Doreh Seichem. It's mentioned in the context of the building itself, the Avodah of Yom Kippur, which is not done now in the context of the Oren. It doesn't say in the parasha of the Oren, the beginning of parasha is Truma, the Kapor of Yom Kippur. That means that there's something about the Mizbech HaKetoris itself which has to do specifically with Yom Kippur. So in the context of discussing Mizbech HaZov Bechlal, the Keteris Befrat will mention that... What's interesting about the Mizbech HaKetoris is that whereas all the Kelim, the divide between the parashas of Truma and Tetzaveh, Truma describes first the building of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, the Aron, and then the Aron, the Menorah, the Shulchan. Thereafter, the building of the Mishkan itself, the Kroshim, the Adonim, so on and so forth. Parshas Tetzaveh has the parsha of the Big Rekunim, thereafter the parsha of the Korbanos Miluim. At the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, somewhat distanced from after the whole Seder of Korbanos that were performed by the Kahanim, the Big Deyem, in the Mishkan that was already built, comes the pasuk at the end of the parsha over there in Perek Choftes. V'nei adet yisham lev v'nei yisov v'nikdash b'chvoidi, the Rebbeinu Shalom will be Mashu Shchinos in the Beis HaMikdash, v'kidash yisov v'moyed v'es HaMizbeach, Vesarin Vesbon of Akadosh Tuchan, Livshochati Vesarichsol, Vayisilohem, Vayisilohem Lelokim, Vyoduki Ani Hashem Lekechem, Asher Tzeis Amed, Zan Lushochti Vesarim Ani Hashem Lekechem. The finale of the building of the Mishkan, the Big Dekuna, the Korbanos that were brought to dedicate the Mishkan, was Hashuras Hashchina. Right after that, this Mizbech Miktak Torus. It's clear that the Mizbech Miktak Torus was in the Mishkan before the Korbanos that were brought. It's part of the Mishkan. Why is the Pasha separated? The Ramban, Bikitsinim, the Svarn is a little more barichus, they point out like this. Read the Ramban. The Loshon Ramban is, Ba'avur Noimar, B'tashlum HaKoyel, at the end of everything, at the end of everything that was said in Pasha's Truma and Tetzaveh. The pasuk says, "V'nichdash b'chvoidi," the pasuk that we just read, "V'shochanti b'soichem." Oid chayev lasis, the Ramban says, "Mizbech teres the Torah." Commands to make a mizbech keteris lahakti lechvoid Hashem. There's a unique mizbech, the mizbech haketoris. It's called mizbech haketoris, alternatively known as the mizbech hazohov. And it's in the place where the Rebbeinu Shalom is mashu shchinos. It says derban lahakti lechvoid Hashem, which is very hard to understand. Everything that's done in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, hopefully at least, was done l'chvoid Hashem. There's something unique that's being done l'chvoid Hashem on the Mizbech HaKetoris. Let's open up another Ramban. The Ramban in Perek Chof Ches and Shmois again, Pasuk Beis, this is again in Parshas Tetzaveh. It's on the Pasuk of the Big Dekun of Osli Big Dekodesh, l'kovoid ul seforis, l'aron ul bonum, l'kovoid ul seforis. The Ramban describes two distinct categories that the Big Dekuna create, two distinct mitzvahs that the Big Dekuna create, turn into a reality, Kvod Hashem and this Teferis. The Rabban explains over there, there's something called Kvod Hashem, this Teferis Uzam. What it seems to mean, the way the Ramban says it, Bekitzinim, it's Kedarka Bekoidish, the Nefesh HaChaim is Mazbe Mubarichus in Nefesh HaChaim Sha'alif Per Kres, that there are two aspects of the experience, the Mitzius of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan. There's a Mitzius Mitzido Yizbarach, there's a place that's a fitting receptacle for the Rabban Shalom to be Master Shechinah. So the Rabban Shalom said, build the Mishkan, build the Beit HaMikdash in such a fashion, do avoid this such and such, and I'll be Master Shechinosi B'soichichem. We'll speak in Yitzhak Hashem in a few shiurim from now, but the Eish Yorad Min HaShemayim, the Beit HaMikdash is a place that's a receptacle for Kvod Hashem. There's also the fact that the Beit HaMikdash is the place where we're purified, where we, the Avodah is not just to prepare a receptacle for the Rabban Shalom to be the Rabban Shalom was willing to be Ma'asher Shechinasai, but also to bring out the Shleimus, the Tikkun, the Tahara of Klal Yisrael. The Begodim, the Big Dekuna, one, represent the glory of Kvod Hashem, two, they also represent the glory of man. There's a Bechinim Mitzido Yizbarach that's called L'Kovoid Ul Sefores. Kovoid means the Sefores is what's Be'etzem. Tefaris is the Shleimus, the Amitius, the full scope of what it means, of what it means Kedushas Shmo Yizbarach. The Kovoid is its representation in real form down in this world. Kovoid is how something represents itself. If a person is a Roidiv Kovoid, it means he's desperately concerned with his self-image. He's always worried about how he presents. A person usually comes from low security. So when we're talking about our avoida, as far as Big Dekun is concerned, as far as the Kruvim is concerned, Rav Chaim Volozhin says, the two Kruvim that were Mu'urim Zebezeh in the Beis Kotcha Kajashim, one represented the Rabban Shalom being Mashpia Shefa, willingness of the Rabban Shalom to connect with us, and one represents our turning ourselves into something fitting for the Rabban Shalom to want to be Mizchavtos. Mitzide Yizbarach, Mitzideinu. That's called Kovay, that's called Tiforis. The Rabban seems to be alluding to this. What he says that the mokim of the Ketores Lahaktir L'chvoid Hashem means that it's the Mizbech HaKetores is specifically designated as a place for the perfection, for the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael. The Mizbech was a place where Eish Yorad Mir Shemayim. The Kabbonis were brought to Eish was Yorad Mir Shemayim after the Seder Kabbonis. The other Kalim are Kalim that are there to bring the Menorah, brings down the Chochmas HaTorah, in order to be Mashpir Shefa. Eidusu Shetishu Shechinosoi. In the second base of English, Shetashu Shechinosoi be Yisrael. The Shulchan is the place where the Rabban Shalom is Mashpir Shefa. Panosna. Mizbech HaKetores represents the place where we create ourselves into something fitting for the Rabban Shalom to be Mashpir Shefa. There's something related intimately to the essence of Klal Yisrael, of Knesset Yisrael, in the Mizbech HaKetores. Let's have a look in history. Like we said, the Psukim in Pasha Yaakov Kudi with the Eish was Yod and Shemayim by Shlomo HaMelech also. In that sense, Nodav Aviu thought to bring an Eish Zohar Shaloi Tzivu Hashem, which by the way is again intimately connected to Avodah Yom Kippurim, because the Avodah of Yom Kippurim starts Achimoy Shnei Bnei Aaron V'Kavosom L'Fnei Hashem V'Yamusu. Why is that the Akdama? The Pasha Bezois Yavei Aaron. Of course, we understand. He's saying, don't go in like this, go in like this. But again, what does Mises Nodav Aviyu have to do with the Avodah of Yom Kippur? Actually, it's brought down that by the Kriyas HaTayyid, he said, Vishosh Avodah brings down one should try to be Ma'ir Atzmoy Lebechi. It's a skula for Kapara. If a person is Ma'ir himself and Mises Tzadikim, to be able to be emotionally moved by the Mises Nodav Aviyu on Yom Kippur, Mises Tzadikim, we read the Kinnan in Chazaras Hashas by Musaf, also it's a place to be Nisoir Lebechi, the Kina of Arze Alavonoin. Arze Alavon is on Tisha B'Av. We read the Kapara, the Kina of the Asar Rugi Malchus in the Slichos of Yom Kippur by Musaf. Dosan Vaviron went in Be'ezor, they went in with Ketores. The Ketores represents the willingness of Klal Yisrael to be makriv themselves for the Ribbono Shel. Whereas everything else, the way the Ramban explains it, everything else was made, kilo, all the kelim were made as a place where the Ribbono Shel said, build a mishkan, build a fitting receptacle for v'nei adati eschem shama, for shchina. When the place is a mokem ashur sashchina, you'll make a mizbeach keteres to represent yourself as being willing to come close to me. The rest of the mishkan is mitzido yizbarach, that's the Latifores, and the Lekovid, where it represents itself in the Metzius of Klal Yisrael, Al Yisrael Gavosoi, where Klal Yisrael represents the Ribbono Shel Olam of this world, our status as Knesset Yisrael, the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael, the Tahara of Klal Yisrael, is represented in Mizbech HaKeteres, which is why it's separate. It's after the Ribbono Shel Olam's Mashkanos, even though it was made, actually, in terms of chronologically, of course it was made before the Hashros Hashchina, when the age came down in Hashemayim. But what that means is, conceptually, the rest of the Mishkan is there, Mitzido Yizbarach, to represent what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and Kiviyochel, the Mizbech HaKeteres, is to represent the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael in connecting to that reality of Hashros Hashchina. So Nadav Aviyu wanted that the Eish Zorah should come Mitzidom. They wanted to make the first move in creating Hashros Hashchina. That the Ribbono Shel says, Shaloi Tzivo Hashem, that in order to create a reality of a Mokham Ashuras Hashchina, the Eish has to come in Hashemayim. The Eish can't be created down on this world. The Eish has to come in Hashemayim. Shaloi Tzivo Hashem. If we want to put it into different terms, the way the Svarim, the Shem, the Shmuel, and others talk about it, we call that Avon, we call that Yira. Yira is when we're Mavatal ourselves. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam's world, and he runs it as he sees fit. Avon is our wanting to give of ourselves. And that we do in a way that we understand. We go the extra mile where we can. We use our Hageshim. None of Aviv were coming in Avon. Ava, which is not predated by Yira, Ava, which is not based, which is not tempered, which is not given form and structure with Yira, is destructive. That Eish Zorah Shaloi Tzivo Hashem caused Mises Nadav Avir, but that's really the beginning of the process of Taharas Yom Kippur, to make ourselves Mizbeach HaKeteresdik into something that could be a Mokum HaShroz HaShkino. Together with Avodas Yom Kippur, that's why Mises Nadav Avir is the beginning of the parasha of the Kapara of Yom Kippur, and that's why the Mizbech HaKeteres is so connected, because the Avoid of Yom Kippur has to do with the Kapara of Klal Yisrael. It's the Seder Avoid of purifying, of being Mitar, of being Mekadosh Klal Yisrael. That's the Avoid of the Mizbech HaKeteres. The Yud Aleph Samamonim, brought down the Keteres, is, we say every day, in Davening, Pitma HaKeteres Ketet, the 11 Samamonim that I use, what's 11? We understand that 10 is a Shleimus. 11, the Svarim tell us, has to do with Klal Yisrael. Besides for 10 mamoras, that Mitzide Yisbarach, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, Ritzoino Yisbarach represents itself with the number 10. Asar mamoram shebein divra olam, Eser dibrois, Asar makois, Asar nisim shenas lavisenu, so on. 11 represents the Klal Yisrael being oimid lefnei Hashem, preparing itself to be oimid lefnei Hashem. Brought down the Samoni Akhtoyus, handed it to Chelbono, which is even the Choyte. We mitzarf all members of Knesset Yisrael, and we stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That coming to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that willingness to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, represents itself in the Keteres. That's the beginning of Mizbech HaKeteres. It's brought down Pashas Koirach, that after the revolt of Koirach Vadosoi, when there was a Magefa, Aaron HaKoyin was Mechaper by being Maktik Keteres. The Maktik Keteres could go out of control, because a declaration of Avas Shmo Yizbarach, which is not tempered by Yiru, which is not tempered by Halokah, could be destructive. That's what happened by Nadav Aviyu. But Aaron HaKoyin was Oitzus HaMagefa. What's a Magefa? Magefa means the Ribbono Shel Olam removes the Shefa from the world below. The tikkun of that Magefa, of making this world again into, making Klal Yisrael again into a Knesset Yisrael, into an Edel of Nei Hashem, after Korach Vadosa declared that Klal Yisrael was in revolt against Moshe Rabbeinu, that had to be created by the Avodas HaKeteres. That's what the Keteres represents. There's an unbelievable Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. We're talking about the Mizbech HaKeteres in Parshas Truma, Perkof Hei Pasuk Tes, that even though the other Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash came from the Mishkan, they were the original Kelim that were built by Shlomo HaMelech. By Moshe Rabbeinu, were used in the Beis HaMikdash in Sefer Melachim by Shlomo HaMelech. The Medrash says that Shlomo HaMelech was gonaz the Mizbech HaKetores. The Chaim HaKadosh explains this point. He says the reason why the Mizbech HaKetores had to be nignaz is because Mizbech HaKetores is not Mitzide Yisbarach. It's Mitzidenu, represents Klal Yisrael, in willingness to accept the Rebbeinu Shlomo on them. In that sense, every door had to have its own expression of who they are. And the door of the Midbar is not the same thing as the door of David Shlomo. So the Mizbech HaKetores specifically had to be a different Mizbech, whereas the other Kelim represent the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanting to connect with the Nevroim Lamato, that's the same Midor Lador, so maybe the same Kelim could be used. Mamish, the same point. When we talk about the Keteris representing Klai, so like we're saying, even the Choytim, the Yural Samamonim, there's a Bechina Koilelos, the 10, together with the one which is Ma'achid, everybody, we know, the Gemara says by us, on Daf and Dalet Amud Aleph, that the Keteris is Bol L'chapa Loshon Hara, Loshon Hara is B'chashai. What that means to say is, the Chofetz Chaim explains, Maral explains, that the Keteris is the Korban that represents Klal Yisrael, Klal coming to Hashem. There's a Bechina called Klal Yisrael. The Moshe says, by the first base of Mikdosh, was Nechrab, because it was a Gilei Arai, Shvichas Dom Navei Dizor. The second base of Mikdosh, there were Tzadikim. There were no Averis Chamuris. All there was Loshon Hara, says the Maral. The first base of Mikdosh, there were Averis that drove the Shechina away from this earth. In the second base of Mikdosh, it wasn't about Averis. It was about a lack of sense of Klal. Loshon Hara is not a Maisa Averi in the Poshta sense. What is the person doing? He's talking. It's not a Maisa Averi like killing somebody, like Gilei Arayis, like Gezel. Loshon Hara is a weakening of the sense of Klal. If you feel like somebody is part of you and you're part of him, how do you gossip about him? How do you talk about him? The being able to backstab and talk and put down and criticize and be negative is all a function of a lack of commitment to a sense of Klal. It's a weakening of sense of Klal. Maral says that that's why Bayis Sheni was Nechra, because the Bayis Sheni, there was no Shechina. The Gemara says later on, Chomish Dvarim that we don't have by Bayis Sheni. One of them is the Shechina. The only thing that there was in the Bayis Sheni was Hashruas Hashchina, only mitzad the sense of Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael. Once that's weakened, there was no Beis Hamikdash anymore. That's what the Keteris represents. In a deeper sense, the Keteris, because it represents Klal Yisrael, doesn't only represent a tikkun, a kapara for Aveis, but it represents a bitul hara in its deepest source. Ra comes from the fact we discussed in the previous room. Ra comes from a sense of disconnect from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. A person can only be ra. A person can only forget about the Rebbeinu Shlomo and live his way in a life that's not consistent with the Ratzon HaBara, only if he feels a sense of disconnect from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The root of all aver is a sense of disconnect from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, not living with an awareness level of being omid lefnei Hashem. So there's one level of working on the aver itself. There's one level of going to the source of the problem. It's like filling a tooth, or you can get to the bottom of it and touch the root. Getting to the root of the problem, the sense of disconnect, which means getting to the sense of connection with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, is the role of the Keteris. It's very interesting. The Keteris, we say in the Pitim HaKeteris, that it was made keneged 365 days of the Shnas HaChama. Interesting. The Jewish calendar is the Shnas HaLevana. Why do they make the Keteris keneged minyan Shnos HaChama? Possible, going talks in this direction, that the Shnei Sachama represents Shnei Salvono, HaChodesh HaZalachem represents Tikkun. Shnei Sachama, the passage of time without his Chachos, represents Ra, represents time marching on staleness, losing a sense of freshness, represents a sense of disconnect from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Keteris is there to be misakin that b'sherosha. And that's why the Keteris was so profound, and it was dug b'fnai b'fnim on Yom Kippur. Not only was it dak, not only was it kulay ruchnis, it was kulay ruchnis min haruchnis in Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is the day to fix up that sense of disconnect. The ikur kapara of Yom Kippur is not on the specific averus. The ikur kapara of Yom Kippur, the ikur tikkun of Yom Kippur, of all of us, is a sense of being connected to Rebbeinu Shlomo. Mashgiach Rav Vobel Zatzal says, Na Leshur Chelik Beis, that the other tefillos of Yom Kippur, what we do is vidui, we say the alchetz, the long alchetz, we're mefaret at great length all the averus we've done. We speak about all the averus, we're doing tshuva on specific averus. We get to the ilu, we don't even say the long alchetz. We say Hashamnu, Aleph Beis, but we don't speak out all the different categories of Aveir. Why? Because by Ni'ilah, the Tshuva, is not a tshuva on the specific aveiros. It's a tshuva on creating a sense of connect. And that's why it's so important to make a few kabbalas by the ilah, to make something that will be malava a person the whole year through with a sense of being connected to Hashem. You're right. It's hard to be misak in all our aveiros. It's hard to believe that next year, when we get to the next day of Kippur, we'll be in a state where none of the aveiros we did this year will exist. But one thing we can do is we can assure ourselves, Asher shelo yishkachecho, uven odem yisam etzvach, to make that little effort to make a kabbalah by the ilah, to have something, somewhat of a sense of living with the Ribbono Shel Olam in our daily life. That's the avodah of Ne'ilah. To take the Ne'ilah with us through the whole year is the avodah of the Kabbalah of Ne'ilah. Rav Olda says that tshuva is more profound, goes deeper than the tshuva on specific averis of the rest of the tefillos. That tshuva is a tshuva that deals with the root of the problem. That's the Keteris. The rest of the Kelim and the Beis HaMikdash deal with specific averis. But to deal with the essence of Klal Yisrael, dealing with who we are, that we are an ummah that's connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. Asher Yishalo Yishkachecho, we're connected to Ribbono Shel Olam without any distance between us and Him. That's the role of the Keteris. The Keteris is, that's why it's so profound, powerful. And that's why it can be so destructive if used improperly, because it goes beyond the boundaries of specific Maisim. It's a power that goes beyond. In his representation of the Seder of the Beis HaMikdash, connected to Seder HaTfilah, Reb Shimon Schwab Zatzal, in his Sefer on Tfilah, describes how the parts of the Tfilah connected the parts of the Beis HaMikdash. He describes how the Brochus is connected outside the Azara, the part of Adon Olam, and the Brochus and Korbanos is the first part of Davening. The second part of Davening is the Azara. The third part of davening, when one goes into the Heichel, that's the Pesukah D'Zim. And the third part of davening is Bichas Krishma. That's already, when a person is Bakoydesh, there's an issue to be Mafsik, Bichas Krishma. It's all connected to Kabbalah Sabach Shemaim. Yoytze Oyer, which is the physical existence of the world, the physical sources of physical existence of the world, we describe in Yoytze Oyer. The second bracha, Ava Rabba, which goes on Chokma, on Torah, has to do with the Menorah. The third bracha, Shema, the Etzim Kabbalah Tzavach Shemayim, which represents our bittul, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol me'oidecho, b'chol lovcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol me'oidecho, represents itself in the Avodas HaKeteris, in the Mizbech HaKeteris. The fourth part, as one gets closer to the Kodesh Kadosh, with the Laman Lefnei Hashem, of Shemayim Esri, is the Broch of Gal Yisrael, that thick curtain that divides us from being able to see through the Hester upon him, being able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam Ayin Bayin Yira, being able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam upon him upon him, is called the Paroichet, divides the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kodosh. That's Gaal Yisrael. That's why it's such an need to be Semich Gula Latvila, to penetrate that, the thickness of that Hester upon him. That's why a person is Ben Adam Haba if he's Semich Gula Latvila. But the Krishma itself, when a person is Mevatl himself, Legamri to Rot Nabari, is Mekabalan himself, Amach Shemayim, is represented in the Mizbech HaKeteris. And that's why the Mizbech HaKeteris plays such a prominent role in the Avodah of Yom Kippur.